When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good to cool it last week, no doubt about that. But with the Renardo Green coming on, he's surging and ascending at the cornerback spot. And you have Deominor Lenore, I think. Rears Ward's probably playing his last three games with the Niners.
And then I look at Renardo Green, Malik Mustafa, Dominic Pooney. These are three young guys that I really like. I want to see them finish the year off on a high note. You know, yep. Dominic Pooney's probably played some of the worst football of the year this last month. And I think he needs to right the ship. And I want to see Renardo Green. Look, he's been good. He's been bad. It's been a mixed bag. Him and Mustafa, if you can have a nucleus in that secondary that's inexpensive and young, now I've got something there. So I want to see them finish strong.
Let me ask you this, because I heard Stein yesterday. He was all over Guru. And I was like, man, Guru,
over what?
Keep cooking. Trent Williams. How are we feeling about Trent Williams this season? Now, we know he held out of camp. Dude, he got on that big-ass private jet with that big-ass dog he had, which looked very scary. All right, big Trent's back.
Yeah.
But coming off of that lousy Super Bowl, lousy the word of day, right? Coming off that Super Bowl, in which we thought he was subpar, the false start, the holding call, didn't play his best. Do you want to see Trent back on the 49ers in 2025?
That's a loaded question. So there's one side of me that has tremendous empathy for what him and his wife are going through away from the game. The other side is to Bill Walsh. Like, this guy's played his best football, and he costs a lot of money. I'd like to have him, but I think you can get something back for him. I would probably move him. Even if that meant to a contender like the Chiefs or whatever, like, so be it. You have to just focus on yourself.
I see a lot of people shaking their heads.
I would do it.
A lot of people shaking their heads. Nobody wants to move off of Trent. Not with the people out here.
I would.
I would let Trent come back, because this is why. Trent has personal pride. He's been an all-pro for many, many years. He's considered one of the best left tackles we've ever seen in pro football. I don't think Trent Williams wants to end it like this. I don't think he wants to go out like this. I think he would be motivated next season. Plus, there's a lot of money on the table for Big Trent. Trent has never said no to money. We know that. There's about, whatever, $70 million.
My frustration.
Well, Trent's going to come back, and I think he's going to have a resurgence next season and be the left tackle that he was a season ago. I'm not cool with moving Trent Williams. I think Trent Williams, we have a lot of issues here. I think Trent will be fine, and I think Trent personally does not want to end his 49ers tenure like this. I think Shanahan's going to roll with him next season, and Trent will be the Trent that we all grew up to love with the 49ers.
Yeah, I don't view Trent as a guy like, I really want to finish out my Niner career on the right note. I view Trent as a guy like, as long as I'm getting paid, I'll play for whatever team, and I want to win. Like, those are the way. He's a mercenary, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't have ill will toward the guy, but I don't see him as a guy that's worried about how he ends it with a particular team.
And he's also gone through some stuff, which we didn't know. They had stillborn his family, and our condolences go out to him. So he's gone through some things personally as well. So I'm in on Trent.
He's a great player. I'm just saying, of all the guys on the roster under contract, you can get a lot for a guy like Trent Williams.
Can you?
Yes.
Can you as a 37, 38-year-old for a left tackle? I don't know how much you're going to get for him.
Man, I think
you're going to get a couple first-round picks? You think so?
I don't know about a couple first-rounders, but to me, he's one of the most movable guys on the team.
Depends what the price point is. Can I get a couple first-round picks? I may consider that. But, again, left tackles don't grow on trees.
That's true.
And this guy, if we think about what Christian McCaffrey did last season, a lot of those runs were to the left side of the offensive line. Trent Williams blows holes open, man, on that left side. So, pause.
It wouldn't be the roast without a comment like that. Isaac Arendo not being able to suit up.
It's unfortunate.
Well, he's hitting the Eli Mitchell zone, which is like, you're you tantalize me with the talent, but you can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I'm not. Garrido's just a guy. I feel like he's just a guy. He's not somebody you're going to bank on moving forward here as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. What do people want to see out of the Niners over the last three games? What do they have to prove? What are you looking forward to? Or are you already checked out? Do you want them to lose out to get a pick?
Let's ask.
Because you have that segment of fans that say, you know what, get the pick. Lose out, get a top 10 pick. I think a lot of people feel like that.
I want to finish on a high note. Like, I just remember how great of a feeling it was ending the 2017 season on a five-game winning streak. Everybody was so optimistic, and there was just, it just felt like the energy, we were building something, and I don't want to see them just lose out to end the year. I want to build for something for next year. And if anything, for Purdy's psyche, I think he needs to go into the offseason with a couple of like banger games down the stretch just to feel good about it. He's had four of his five worst games as a pro in the last 2 months.
I think there's something up with that shoulder. There's something up with that elbow with Brock Purdy, but it depends how they lose, right? Say if they lose out, what's the form look like? What if they lose on a game-winning drive to Tua Tagovailoa on Miami?
I can live with that.
What if they lose on Monday Night Football to Detroit by 3 points and they play super hard, but
you know,
a lot of guys are out? Form matters to me. I'm going to bring up Uncle G because he's one of our more rational calls. Uncle Gene's up to the building, reigning roaster of the year. Get up here, Uncle
Gene. Let's go.
Get on that red carpet.
Hitting the red carpet.
Uncle Gene, hit the red carpet, Uncle Gene.
Hit the red carpet.
Hit the red carpet, Uncle Gene.
He goes his own path.
He goes his own path. He does what he does. Shout out to Auntie Jan. Uncle Gene, what's happening?
Oh, nothing. I'm bummed, man. I mean, this is the reason I haven't come up here is I'm bummed about the Niners and the Warriors right now.
Bay Area sports definitely down right now. The Sharks are rebuilding. Yep. The Giants, who the hell knows what the Giants and what they're going to do. What do you want to see from the Niners over the last three games?
Yeah, I want to see effort. I want to see them get back to what they were as close as possible, given, you know, all the quality players that are out. I want to see Purdy try to earn this $50 to $60 million a year that he's demanding, all right?
Has he not done it yet?
Well, he did it last year when he had, you know, when he was surrounded by a cavalcade of stars. But now, where he's really challenged, his flaws are coming out, all
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. You got the problems with his, you know, playing in the elements. You got the problem of his, I don't know, does he have a chronic shoulder problem? That's a big red flag.
Hell yeah.
And then making that horrible throw to basically end the season, all right, in that last game. So these are things that we got to look at, right?
Nobody's saying we don't like him. We do like him.
I was his biggest fan.
I'm not focused on that. I'm just more so focused on, you have the wide receiver core who can't get separation.
No, I get it.
It's true.
Supposed to throw the ball.
Jennings is having a great year.
Brock Purdy's helped him do that. He's throwing to Juwan Jennings a lot, but we've underrated Brandon Ayuk. I think that's apparent.
Okay.
Brandon Ayuk was the number one wide receiver, which is why I wanted him back. Now he's hurt. That was Brock Purdy's safety valve, and he had a great year.
Hard to get a word in.
I'm trying to get a word in. Context matters to me.
No,
context does matter. When you don't have to separate them to the wide receiver spot. You don't have offensive line issues. You got Colton McKiffin and Jake Brendel getting pumped.
No, I totally get it. But you got to do the best with what you got.
Exactly.
And I'm not sure we're seeing that right now.
Yeah.
That last game really concerned me. All right?
I'm with him.
And if he's going to be demanding $50 to $60 million a year, I say kick the tires. Let's look at other options. And I know there's this controversy about Sam Darnold. All right. I got into a debate with Willard last week about it.
Oh, did you? How'd that go for you?
Well, he said, well, how is that going to work in the clubhouse, right?
Oh, in the locker room.
Who cares? I mean, the point is, you're trying to win.
Exactly.
Who the hell cares? You start winning, the clubhouse is going to be behind whatever they
100%.
Exactly.
Right. So, if Sam Darnold takes the Vikings deep into the playoffs, I think you got to look seriously because you might get him for $30 or $40 million. And
are you in on Sam Darnold now?
I'm intrigued.
I'm saying.
Oh.
He doesn't listen.
I'm with him.
you know, look, Purdy, I told you, I was on board with him. Whoa. I called in the day after the Tampa Bay
game. You did. I think I may have, like,
hung up on you. And I said, I think this is our starter going forward. And you said, isn't this a little too soon?
Yeah, so I did.
I've been on his, you know, bandwagon from the beginning.
And now you're off of it.
Well, now
a little turbulent.
I have questions, man.
I'm a little disappointed. All of a sudden, we're going to do a little adversity, a little turbulence, and you're ready to jump off the bus.
Here's the deal.
That's what's happening with today's sports, man. We're getting
stopped. Here's the deal. Okay, if Purdy came out and said, you know what, I'll take 30, 35
minutes. We'd all sign up for that.
Fine, you know? But no, he comes out with his agent right after the worst game he's played
for
us.
Thank you.
All right? If nothing else, the timing was horrible.
Horrible.
And he says, I want max dollars. All right? Seriously?
So you're looking at him differently now.
If you're going to demand that, show it. All right?
Uncle G's fired up right now.
Roaster of the year.
Roaster of the year bringing the heat right here.
Uncle G, give him a round of applause.
Uncle G, bringing the heat.
Hey, if you're just waking up right now, if you're just waking up, you're going, you're turning on your radio, you're driving the kids to school. What the hell's going on? What's with all that ambient sound? We're down here at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. We got the whole crowd. We got food. We got drinks. Come on, guys. Gene, how was the food?
What's that?
How was the food?
Food is great.
It's incredible, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's Auntie Jan at? Where's Auntie Jan at?
She's taking care of the dog.
Oh.
Hey, say.
I get it. Trust me. Let me just say, I get it.
Roaster of the year. Uncle
Gene,
give it up to him. Uncle
Gene.
All right, we got more coming up. Niners, Dolphins, 888-957-9570. If you want to make a call, you can call us. But we got more roasters in the building. We're going to just call people out to bring them up to the mic.
Yeah,
give us your opinion on the Warriors, the Niners, and the Doobie Awards will begin at 8
o'clock. Let's go.
8
Let's
o'clock. A lot of controversial picks for these awards. That's coming up here on the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky, the Butcher. We got Lubman. What have you done today, Lubman? Lubman, everybody give it up to Lubman. Very good, Lubman.
Lubman, I've had 6 plates of free food.
I mean, wow. You talk about stealing money from Odyssey. Boy, I love your style.
Dude, just you've been running everybody over.
That's what I do. More coming up.
The Morning Run Over.
The hell is Fidoti of the Lakers?
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, I got you, man. Hopefully you recover. Laughing Monk Brewing. Laughing Monk Brewing. If you're driving around, we're at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale for the 3rd annual Doobie Awards right here in Sunnyvale, right by Levi Stadium. So if you're driving around the area, you're in the South Bay, driving up from San Jose, or if you're driving down from the North Bay, come on by Laughing Monk Brewing. We got free food. You can buy some drinks if you want. It's a who's
Bonte,
who in the building.
If you pull up at the right time in the parking lot, you might get in on a Puff Puff Pass Circle. Trust me.
Oh,
I mean, you could smell it. Let me inhale it.
311 Shasky in full effect.
What? Man. It's legal.
I saw a garbage truck pull up. Garbage truck just pulled
it's
up out of nowhere.
Young Guido, like taking that crazy route over here to Sunnyvale.
Yeah, don't throw Young Guido under the bus. We got Jose Canseco out there, Puff Puff Pass.
Yeah, we are.
That's Oreo Cookie out there.
That's Oreo Cookie.
We're
going
to call
time.
Up a couple more people. Shameless shout out to 740 because I know some people in the building.
Let's go.
Some shameless shout outs, but we have some people on the lines.
Oh, yeah.
We have some people. We got Don and Concord.
Oh, let's go.
Go to Don and Concord.
Let's
What's
go.
Up, Don?
What's up, Don?
What's happening?
Hey, good morning, you guys. I feel really bad I wasn't able to make it down to the South Bay, but, you know, hey, I love you guys, and I wish I was there to have some prime rib. The 49ers got to win 3 games. What do you think, Joe?
I think we do. I cannot lose to the Dolphins. I'm sorry. I can't lose to Tua and Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I can't lose because I got Aaron Rivera right here. Aaron Rivera, get on up here. He's a Dolphin fan. He's a Dolphin fan slash Dodger fan slash Sharks fan slash hater.
Celebrate.
Okay? That's 1/3, okay?
He's a tall man.
What's up, boys?
What's up, man? He used to work at Odyssey, and then we had to let him go.
Right. Yeah. Budgetary, you know.
Yeah.
I asked for too much money, and so they let me go.
That's what happens around here.
Which is foreshadowing for the quarterback situation coming to San Francisco.
So it's Brock Jimmy 2.0, Aaron.
Oh, for sure. You put Brock on any other team without an all-pro at every position. Is he beating you? Is Brock beating you if he plays for the Jets?
Brock, let's hear it. Defend him.
I've tried to defend him. You need players. Even Tom Brady, the great Tom Brady, his last year in New England, he had nobody, and we all thought he was washed.
Come on.
He went to Tampa Bay. Who was he throwing to? Antonio Brown, a Hall of Famer. Mike Evans, a Hall of Famer. Chris Godwin, a damn good player. Rob Gronkowski, arguably the best tight end.
That is the same size as Joe.
Exactly.
Wes Welker, maybe a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
You know what? That's not Brock, though, my guy. If you put him on the Browns, is Brock doing anything?
Well, the Browns are a dysfunctional organization. Not many people are doing
things
to the Browns.
Everything has to fall right in order for Brock to be competent.
Well, how many quarterbacks can you say that about, though? There's only four quarterbacks where I feel good, where I say, okay, maybe I don't have a wide receiver, maybe I don't have an offensive lineman. That's the golden four. Lamar Jackson,
right.
Patrick Mahomes,
absolutely.
Joe Burrow, yes. and Josh Allen.
Definitely.
Every other quarterback right. in these things.
But then why would we reset the financial market for no reason?
Well, that's Jed York. Ask him.
Well, because everybody points at Trevor Lawrence, and I go, wait a minute. Deshaun Watson got 240 guaranteed. Does everyone get guaranteed contracts? No.
Yeah, like, that Deshaun contract is not.
Again, that's a bad organization doing bad business.
So why should the Niners
Browns.
Do bad business?
Is it bad business to keep Brock Purdy? Folks, is it bad business to keep Brock Purdy around
here? At the right price.
I think Brock just also fell into the right situation. If you put, everyone wants to feel like, oh, it's a feel good, it's a next Tom Brady because, he's Mr. Irrelevant. He fell into a great situation.
He did.
If you put anybody that.
Wait a minute.
He made the most of it, though.
Jimmy Garoppolo can do what he did with these weapons.
He's throwing a Kendrick Bourne.
No. Jimmy Garoppolo was there that season.
Jimmy and Brock both got you the same Super Bowl results.
I'll take Brock.
An overthrow in the fourth quarter and a loss to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I hate this.
There's no overthrow for Brock Purdy. There was a throw that got better. we'll leave that alone. All right, Aaron, what's going to happen?
Are you a Dolphin fan?
I am a Dolphins fan, yeah.
So, game-winning drive. 2 minutes to go. No timeouts. Two or Brock.
You know who's taking. He's a homer.
He's never won a December game that mattered.
Okay, neither has. Oh, well, I shouldn't say he never won a December game, but Brock has never won a game that mattered either.
Dallas Cowboys at home?
Zero rings
on both
fingers.
Yeah, that NFC title game was really meaningless last year.
Zero rings on both fingers, boys.
The Green Bay game was really meaningless.
But zero rings on both fingers, boys. That's what I'm going on.
Hey, listen.
Back from 24/7.
Long story short, I was a child. I think at my first game.
I was a child.
Candlestick. Candlestick. I got denied an autograph by a Niners player.
Oh.
And then I went over to the Dolphins sideline. OJ McDuffie signed my football.
OJ McDuffie.
Yeah. And the unnamed player blew out his knee that year. Was on the cover of Madden.
That's cold.
I went home that night and was like, I'm done with the Niners. Let's go Dolphins. Fins up, baby. Fins up.
Why not? You knew. Who's the player?
Oh, it's Garrison Hurst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm both right. Bad cover.
He's too young.
For those who don't know.
All right, Eric, get out of here. Eric Rivera, everybody.
Love you guys. You guys are the best.
Eric Rivera.
Love you, buddy.
Let's go to Big Smooth out there in the town. Big Smooth. He's up for an award today. Mispronunciation.
Gentlemen, top of the morning. I wish I was there with you. I think I have a warrant out in Sunnyville, so I couldn't make it this morning. But listen, we're out picking up toys and food for tomorrow. Come to Ecclesia Life Center, 10910 International Boulevard, Deep East Oaks. I'm going to be giving away toys and groceries tomorrow. But listen, man.
That's awesome.
Let's throw that game out with the Warriors. It's an anomaly. Steph was a minus 41. Draymond was a minus 42. Everybody was all minuses yesterday, except Pies. It was you're not going to see that again. Throw that, burn that film. Let's go get the Time Lord and let's go. We can do this. We still have the depth. Now, Buddy, I would like to see Buddy. Buddy's a spot shooter. He's not going to be able to move and shoot. So let's put him in positions where he can just shoot the ball. We don't need him moving around. If you watch Buddy, when he has to move, it's a problem. When he can just stand there and shoot, he's better for it. We got to start. I'm not going to panic. Let's not panic. We got 56 more games. I think we'll be fine. I believe we're going to be fine. Book that, all right? Y'all have a blessed day.
We're going to be fine. What do you mean by fine? Big smooth. He hung up. Because I want to know what fine is with the Warriors. Is it 45 wins?
Make the playoffs.
Is it 50 wins? Is it a top 6 seed? We want to make a deep run. Right now, I don't feel good about a deep playoff run. I'm not going to lie to you, Nick and San Jose. I'm not feeling good right now. Steph Curry, for the first time in his career, when he's played at least 15 minutes, did not make a field goal.
So let me ask you this question.
He was 0-7 and 0-6 last night.
Let me stop you right there.
I'm a little concerned.
Are you more concerned with Steph or the rest of the team?
I'm concerned about everything.
No, you have to pick.
I'm getting my study on. I'm going to be a fifth sitter.
About Steph sustaining throughout this year and dragging this team or the team around him?
Both.
No, you have to
pick. No, I'm not picking both. I'm not picking one or the other. I'm picking both. You know why? Because I don't know if the pieces fit around Stephen Curry.
Cop out.
I know Steph Curry has bilateral knee tendonitis. He's not moving well. This guy, Jalen Wells, who went to Sonoma State and then Washington State, nobody ever heard from him. He's in the starting lineup. Like, wait, I didn't see him on the scouting report. He's picking up Steph 94 feet, denying him the basketball, and he couldn't even get a touch in the half court. And the Warriors couldn't make them pay for that.
I know.
How many years during the golden era of the Golden State Warriors where if Steph got doubled and he gave up the rock, you see Draymond Green run a 4-on-4 or a 4-on-3 break, and you get the lob to either Iguodala or Wiggins coming baseline. You don't even see that anymore.
No.
So the pieces around him right now doesn't look like it fits. And Steph right now is not moving great. So I'm worried about both, Shask. I'm worried about the whole damn roster right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I feel like we're starting to see Father Time. And I'm not trying to make it like he's done. He's not finished. No one's saying it's over. But he's just not the same player. You know, he's just not. I mean, I kept saying, okay, if he was at 100, now he's at like 96. Are we sure he's not at like 91?
Wow, you went down quickly.
But he 96 can't,
the other
he
day.
Can't get his own shot off in the half court like he used to. Well, has he?
Well, he's seeing longer, more athletic defenders, and this is why.
I don't feel good.
This is why you need floor spacers.
Yes.
And this is why Klay Thompson is missed right now. Now, I'm not sure you wanted to give Klay Thompson a 4-year, $100 million deal. I'm not saying that at all. But the underrated gravity Klay Thompson provided with spacing.
It's undeniable.
Allowed Steph to cook. And now you look at other guys who don't even want to shoot it. GP2's on the perimeter, doesn't want to shoot it. Kuminga on the three-point line. Kerr is imploring them. Go inside first and then don't shoot threes. So the roster around Stephen Curry doesn't look great right now. Now, maybe it is an anomaly. Maybe Memphis is just that good. They're 19-9. They've won 8 straight games at home. They're rolling right now. They won 11-13, the Memphis Grizzlies, that is. They look good. They look hungry. Maybe it is a one-off.
But Jared
Saturday,
Jackson.
I think Saturday's a very important game for the Golden State Warriors. How does it look? Do they get blown out? Do they play a close game? And Lord knows if it is a close game, they haven't been able to execute at the end of the game. And that's why Dennis Schroeder is here. So it wasn't a great debut for Dennis Schroeder. It wasn't a great game for the Warriors. They were down 57 at one point. 57 points. Do people understand that was the fourth largest road loss in Golden State Warriors history?
Yeah. I can see why. It was horrible. But Bonte, this team started off, got out of the gates so well. Are they more representative of that team where everything's humming and they're passing the ball, they're playing great defense, and Buddy's hitting and Kuminga's hitting off the bench and they're prolific scorers? Or are they this old, broken team with a bunch of young parts that don't fit?
Well, we had this
that
conversation.
Lost 9 of 11.
We had this conversation when they were 12 or 3. I said, let's see how this next stretch goes. Because they did beat a lot of teams and they get credit for the wins. You only control how you play. You don't control who the other team plays or how they look. But you played a lot of teams that were missing stars. Boston was missing Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
Right? Houston, who were they? They were missing somebody. I forget who Houston was. But New Orleans. Played New Orleans a couple times. They were missing Trey Murphy. Brandon Ingram. Tari Eason didn't play one of the games. All these teams they played were missing somebody. And now the teams are now full strength and the Warriors have been beat up with injuries. I don't know. Maybe this is more the team that's at the end. The West is deep.
I don't think they're this bad, but they're somewhere in between because they're not the team I thought they were coming out of the gates because Buddy can't sustain. And I think Kuminga's fluctuating right now.
Well,
the role, the changing of his role, he's in a really tough spot to succeed. And I'm giving him grace. I feel like he's the easy person to criticize every game, and it's unfair. I think the kid's a stud. Draymond's clearly blocking him because he's playing the four. We all understand the importance of Draymond and why he plays the four, but he's just stuck in neutral, and Kuminga can't thrive. Right now, the way everything's set up, not a lot of guys are getting maximized.
No. So where does Steve Kerr fall into this place? You kind of led me into it. Steve Kerr. How do we feel about Steve Kerr, everybody here at Laughing Monk Brewing? 4-time champion head coach. The system may need, I always thought they need to run more sets down the stretch instead of running a motion or whatnot and run some sets. Give me some elevators.
Where
give
is
me some
Wiggins
pick and roll.
On the block late in games?
Well, give me some sets. Where's Steve Kerr at? He looked, for the first time in a long time, Steve Kerr, did you see his beard? He didn't shave.
Wow.
It looks like he's losing sleep right now. He's not sleeping right now. Steve Kerr, this is an inflection point for him right now as a coach. Can you coach this roster? Oh, by the way, what's going on over here? You got a sore throat medicine? You got pills over here?
Yeah, I love lost my voice a little, all right? And I'm trying to maintain, and the caffeine's not helping, but I need it to stay awake, and because I'm on so much ibuprofen and allergy medicine. The allergies are killing me. Am I the only one? I guess I am.
Yeah, you are. You are. Where does he, how would you assess Steve Kerr this season, Shasky?
Mixed bag. I think Steve Kerr has been a mixed bag. Early on, he was on point, and then as of late, he's just, you can't play 13 guys every night and think that that's sustainable. You can't have a bunch of guys who need automatic shots, not get specific rotations and roles, and it's fluctuating every night. Nothing is worse. I talk about this all the time. When you show up to the park, hey, am I starting at shortstop? I don't know. Or am I coming off the bench? I don't know. Am I playing first base? I don't know. How can you mentally prepare before a game when you don't know what your role is going to be? So yeah. Let's say you're Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, whatever. Day to day, you have no clue where you're going to be. But Jemski, you're a ball handler. You're my backup too. Tonight, you're my starting shooting guard. It's just, there's too much in flux. Two or three roles can fluctuate.
Yeah, that's,
you can't have eight guys fluctuating on a nightly
injury.
Basis.
That's where the Melton injury hurts, because it felt like you finally solidified the starting five or the first five, whatever they want to call it. And you had Buddy and Jonathan Kuminga come off the bench together. And I thought that combo could give you 30 points a night. Nice little pick and roll between those two guys. Pajimski could connect that. But Melton only plays six games. So now you have an injury. Then Wiggins is out for a little bit. Then you're starting Lindy Waters the third. You bypass Moses Moody. Then you're starting Pajimski. Doesn't work out well for Pajimski because he's trying too hard. And, you know, he's trying to make too many plays. Right now, these pieces are not working. And for the first time in a long time, I saw a team yesterday that just had no energy, no confidence.
They look broken.
They were playing lifeless basketball. Memphis, you knew that meant something to Memphis.
Yeah, I know.
That meant something to Memphis. And they took it to the Warriors over and over. I saw Jared Jackson Jr. going at it over Draymond Green. Yeah. Paint. They don't fear anything with the Golden State Warriors. And teams have been licking their chops, trying to get their hands on the Warriors. And nobody's going to feel sorry for them after winning four championships and going to six straight championships or six straight NBA finals. So Steve Kerr's got to do some coaching here. He definitely has to figure out the right piece. And maybe the right piece is not on this team. Maybe there's another move or two. Hell, they may flip Dennis Schroeder before the deadline. Who knows? We don't even know if that's going to work.
Can I see a week with him before I make, like,
we're not making sweeping indictments on him, but from what I saw yesterday, Dennis Schroeder's a pick-and-roll guy.
Yeah, I know.
He needs the ball.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
In his hand.
Well, I don't think he's your starting two, personally. I like him off the bench.
Then how is he going to feel coming off the bench?
But you don't have the biggest problem.
He wants to get paid.
I hate
did
going
you hear his
this.
Opening? Did you hear his presser on Monday? Dennis Schroeder? They asked him, do you see yourself here long term? He goes, well, I don't know.
I'm contracted out. Am I the only one? I'm contracted out. Everybody wants to get paid. It drives me nuts. But Since the Klay Thompson injury, they have failed to find the next two guard to play alongside Steph. If I'm looking for one area that's let this team down, a 3-and-D two guard who can play nightly along Steph Curry to allow him to be the guy that he has to be on both ends of the floor.
Jordan Poole, you said? Jordan Poole is that guy?
I miss Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole? Everybody, Jordan Poole?
I miss him.
It'd be nice to have him around.
I miss him.
As Guru said, the Hawaiian punch, right? The Hawaiian punch.
I hate to go Hawaiian, but I have to go back to the punch.
Yeah. There you go. There you go with that. By the way, we're going to do shameless shout-outs. Shameless shout-outs live here at Laughing Boat Brewing. If you got some calls, Spadoni, 888-957-9570.
We got a pretty big name on the line right now.
Oh, we got a big name on the line?
We got a two-time freestyle champion of the year, Duke in the City.
Duke! What's up, Duke?
Come on.
Let's go,
come on, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. I wish I was down there with y'all, man, but they got me here at the work thing, and y'all bad-mouthing Brock, man, but I got one thing to say to all y'all down there, man. Throwing touchdowns in the air while they be throwing that shade. ADD set the move up now by Purdy is paid. Are you going to catch your balls on another pay grade? Shanahan ever get the Super Bowl he has made? We not the Bob figures, we'll dig out your grave. CMC coming fast, you've seen in the blaze. Red smoke in the air, watch the Empire go crazy. Kiddo, Debo, are you crazy? They all made, man. Look at this. Can you fade me? 95-7 the game is the best in the West. From 6 to 10, the morning roast with Vontae Hill and my boy Joe Shasky. Say the wrong thing, get flushed, it's nasty. Doobie. Man, I love y'all, man.
Duke score for a three-peat. Jacob at Castro Valley's in the building, and he's a nominee for Freestyle Poem of the Year. Verducci, he's in the place. Tony in Oakland, she's a nominee for the Freestyle
Tony,
of the Year.
Tony, is she coming today?
Nah, I don't know if she is. Donna Concord, Father Day Poem, but Jacob at Castro Valley, step on up, Jacob.
Oh.
Step on up, let's bring in Jacob. He's a nominee for Freestyle of the Year. What's
Jacob's
up, Jacob?
Ready to go.
Oh, man, I'm just glad to be here. That food was delicious. I never ate like that in the morning.
Let's go. If you're just waking up right now, we're down in Sunnyvale. We're at Laughing Monk. We got food ready to go. The weed is on you, though. All right? The weed is on you. And we got a little guy. We got a little Niner fan.
Little Debo Samuel right
Jacob,
here.
Jacob, what's cracking?
Little Debo Samuel. What's up, Jacob?
Are you ready? You know, being nominated for Freestyle of the Year is a high honor. High honor. You came with it.
Hey, if I need to freestyle to take the crown, I will.
Let's go.
Freestyle on the spot?
Put him on the spot.
I can,
like,
but
well, he just brought it up. Oh, he brought it
I'm
up.
I'm just saying, I'm nominated. He said, I'm here. Where's Duke?
Oh! Give me something. Give me four bars. Give me something. I'll put you on the spot.
Oh, man. How much time I got?
Get 2 minutes. Get your game right. Get your game right.
He's ready.
He's got it on the
he's
phone.
Ready.
He's ready to roll.
You.
This is something I wrote a minute ago.
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
So, sitting in my spot straight chilling. You don't even know how you got me feeling, girl. You got me wide open, but I can't tell you that. Don't want to scare you away. On the real, though, you be running through my mind all day. There's only one way I could tell you what I want to say, and that's through the words on this song. I never got good timing, but hopefully I can reach your heart with this rhyming.
Ooh,
yeah. When I'm around you, I don't know what to do or say. Maybe it's because your presence takes my breath away. You're beautiful from your toes to your braids. I'll be waiting, but that feeling never fades. I'll be feeling you, but it's not all external. You know I love you even if I was nocturnal. I'd be feeling your vibes. I'd love you if I was blind. I ain't gotta see you to know I want you to be mine. I wanna grow old and have you by my side like a passenger. And yeah, I ain't no amateur. I know what love feels like. It's like riding a bike. Once you feel it, you know when it's true, and that's what I'll be feeling when I'm looking at you. Your eyes ain't blue, but you got me feeling calm, never panicking. Got me feeling like a man again. Never thought I would want to ask for someone's hand again so soon, but that's just the way you pull me to you like the moon. That's gravitational pull. Maybe I look like a fool or even a tool, but either way I know that I am down for you, girl, ride or die, cause you be so fly. Got a man feeling like he needing to lie. Whatever it takes to get you in my ranks, I want you on my team. Right now it's a dream, I want it to be reality, cause there's a hole in my life like a cavity, and I want you you to be the fill-in. Just because I got a son don't mean we ain't chilling. It's a life for all three of us that I be building. I want you to be his mama without that extra drama, like a comma putting pauses in your sentences. I just want you to hear it and reflect on this. Don't let it pass by like a bird that flies up in the sky. Just open up your heart and let me shoot my shot. I know I did once before when I missed. Let me shoot again, I'ma swish. Let me put that ring up on your fist. One day we gon' sit here and reminisce about how you got me high. Aren't you feeling this? I know I ain't tripping. I sound like a dreamer. It's my soul that I'm spilling. I'ma spit it live up in my hood, cause I'm feeling you and it feels so good. I didn't spit this for clout. I spit this for you, girl, and that's what it's about. So don't you ever doubt. I want you in my life. I want you as my wife. I don't even care about the trouble and strife. I know how I feel, and I know that it is real. So I just need to know how you feel, girl, with my finger in your curls as I whisper in your ear. Let me call you my dear. There ain't nothing to fear. Let's go. Yeah, I just really want to know, girl. Nah, I really need to know, girl, what it's going to be. Danielle, will you marry me?
I think he just proposed on air.
I think he just proposed on air, too.
Did you just propose?
Did you propose on the morning roast?
That was a proposal song.
Oh, my God. Wow. That was a proposal song. That was pretty impressive. Jacob and Castro Valley. Wow.
But Bay Area sports is breaking my heart. My A's left me. My Niners are down in the dumps. The Warriors,
you.
I don't know what's going on. It's sad.
Jacob,
sad situation.
That took a ton of courage. That was incredible.
That was great. Great. Oh, everybody give it up to Jacob and Castro Valley. Jacob and Castro Valley.
Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
What was the name of that show late at Sunday nights on Live 105 back in the day?
I don't remember.
It was like the Love Doctor. What was that guy?
I don't know.
You guys don't remember it?
I watched Blind Date on Channel 44 back in the day.
You're a 90-day fiance guy.
No, that's a little
Love After Lockup?
I love Blind Date.
No?
Love Blind Date. Blind Date was my stuff. I learned a lot from Robert Lodge. Learned a lot about dating. Trust me. Boy, he used to strike out in his 20s. By the way, I saw somebody creep through the
He's
back.
He's the Joey Gallo of dating in his 20s.
I was. I have no lie. Batting 189 on a good day. Robin Sanbruno's in the building, everybody.
Robin
Sanbruno? Get him up to
Where's
the stage right now.
Bring
Robin Sanbruno, get
Bring
on the red
up.
Carpet.
Downfall is here?
The downfall is here.
Where's he at?
He's somewhere out there. He's stuffing his food in some plate. We're getting Robin Sanbruno in here. Step on up, Robin Sanbruno. We got shameless shout-outs coming in 5 minutes. Everybody who's got a shout-out, step up to the microphone. We're going to do that in 5 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Everybody give it up. Robin Sanbruno. Robin Sanbruno, everybody. Robin Sanbruno. He's got a Louisville slugger in his ear. There it is. Robin Sanbruno in the building, baby. What's going down,
What's
baby?
Up, bro?
What's going on? Get on that microphone.
Let's go.
Robin Sanbruno's nominated for a few things here. Roaster of the Year. He's nominated for a few things here.
He's got that new cologne called Humble. As in Humble County, because he smells delicious.
Oh, my. Pause.
This is my
pause
cologne.
For that one. Whoa.
Hey, Mike, you ready to drop freestyle too or not?
No.
What's up, man?
Rob, what's going on with the Warriors and the Niners, man? Spit the real.
I told y'all the Warriors, man. I know we all used to the championships, you know. The way y'all disrespected Klay Thompson.
Ooh.
Oh, first off, I'm glad Klay Thompson came back and did his thing, you know. Y'all was all salty about it, but when, you know, Steph Curry was doing his thing the first game, I think that's when he pulled that muscle. He ain't been the same ever since then. But like I told y'all, I told y'all, the Warriors, they're going to be a good team, but their championship window was over. And that's okay.
Is this Steiny or Robinson Bruno?
We got four parades. If I'd have told y'all in the year 2000, if the Warriors get four parades, y'all probably would not took that bet. So, it's over.
On LeBron.
You know what I mean? So, you know, let's not try to get more players and do this. There's nobody we can get out there and get. You got to go through the hard stuff. You know what I mean? Let Kuminga grow.
So, you're basically saying, Rob, we got to go back to the projects for a little bit.
You already know.
Got to eat some top ramen.
Let's not get bougie. We was used to that. All 20-some years.
Man, but you go bougie, you don't go back. I grew up on. So, trust me, I'm aware. Two
the Niners.
Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah.
Game on the line. 2 minutes to go. No timeouts. All the circumstances are the same. Forget money. Two or Purdy. Who are you taking?
I'm going to say Purdy because I've seen him do it. You know
I ain't going
to hit him like that.
That's ridiculous to say Tua. Anybody who says Tua is out of their
damn
mind.
Your buddy did.
Well, he's a Dolphins fan.
What is going on with Purdy? When I saw that report, I go, Brock, I love you. The timing of that report on the heels of that game with your shoulder looking the way it was is just a bad look.
Yeah, you know, he ain't no $60 million quarterback. Like you said, I give him 30 for 3 years. I pay him for what he did for us the past 2 years. But you can't tell me you don't give him $60 million.
Nope.
You can't, you know what I'm saying? Now, if they want to do it, that's fine, whatever, but he ain't got the arm strength.
I mean, Rob, give us the line. Give us the line.
What's the line?
The downfall.
Give us the line. The downfall is here. When I said that, I said it because don't no team ever lose the Super Bowl the way we did.
It's true.
And then come back the next year. That's right. Why I was saying, and it's hard for you to get them players pumped up again. You know what I'm saying? To go back to that level to where they got to do a whole regular season again.
It's so true.
They got to go through all that. So that's why I said, I didn't say it wasn't the talent. And then I did say Purdy was going to get exposed this year, too. And that's what's been happening. You know what I'm saying?
The Morning Post. Rob and Sam Bruno, everybody.
Rob
and Sam Bruno. Rob and Sam Bruno.
He's the number one villain. I love to hate him.
But look, though, I'm going to say this.
What's that?
Now, next year, we got the Super Bowl at the house.
Oh.
We make some moves. I keep Purdy because he's shown that if you put a great team around him, he gonna run the system. But we got to make sure, you know, Kyle stay on his toes.
It's true.
He gets shaky when he see real coordinators on the other side. You know what I'm saying? We'll put up 40 versus the Bears and their inexperienced coordinators. But when he go see them boys in Kansas City,
it's true.
He shake up. He can't score no more.
It's true.
When he see them, that young cat in Minnesota, what he doing with the
Brian Flores?
He having trouble with them dudes, or McVay when it's
Brian
winning
Flores,
time.
Flores, yeah.
Flores, so if Kyle can stay on his toes and do what he need to do and stop wearing up when it's time to let your kahunas hang, then we gonna win. But until then,
I love it.
Like I said, I wanted Trey Lance. I still do. But that's right. That's
Tyler
right.
Hey, Trey Lance.
It always comes back to
Trey Lance.
Hold on, one more thing. They did my boy bad. You know what I'm saying? Did him bad. You know what I mean? Ran him up the gut like he was Juszczyk. Juszczyk don't get carries like that up the gut.
But you
did my quarterback up the gut like that. But it's all good though. But Purdy, he did his thing. I think he can be a Matt Hasselbeck. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God!
But no, hold on.
Hasselbeck was good. He loves that.
Matt Hasselbeck went to a Super Bowl. Yeah. Damn near won it. They was running the NFC West for about 5 years.
He wasn't a bum.
Alexander.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
He wasn't a bum.
Stevens has to catch the ball. They were the Super Bowl.
No doubt. And they got holes. The referees played him. Yeah.
He's not. A lot of y'all was calling saying Purdy was gonna be Josh Allen. He better than them. All y'all was saying, that's what I was hearing. Now y'all are quiet. So let's
pump the brakes.
And now he actually asking for $60 million because y'all hyped him up like he was a $60 million quarterback. So he asking for his chicken. So if somebody willing to give it to him, so be it. But I don't want Sam Darnold. We would he can run the system when it matters. We just gotta make plays and you know, close the games off. But like I said, next year, we're going to have about 12 home games next year, so we restock. And one more thing.
I love it.
One more thing. Y'all quit hating on Debo.
Oh, thank you.
Rob and Sam Bruno.
Thank you.
Oh, you've been hating on Debo. You sit down.
No.
You sit down. Let's flip flopper over here. You've been hating on Debo just as hard as everybody.
I'm not fair.
Stop.
Debo slander. Ever since Debo been here, we've been in NFC Championship game Super Bowls, right?
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
Okay, then. He having an all season right now. Y'all calling him slow. Y'all disrespecting him. Come on, man.
He's talking to you, Bontak.
Last year he had 12 touchdowns. And then next year y'all talking about he can't get separation. This the NFL.
It's been tough getting separation
for
Debo.
But that's not who he is. Yes. It's never been
it's
who he is.
To be hard to get separation. Them corners get paid, too.
Exactly.
Coordinators get paid to stop all that
exactly.
nonsense. So, you know what I'm saying?
How much do they miss Brandon Ayuk? Nobody wants to talk about that.
I remember that, too.
Yeah, remember that conversation? Brandon Ayuk.
We got Jennings, right? No, I mean, like I said, but Debo is the heart and soul of the team and the offense.
I would agree.
When Debo going to hold, the whole offense going. So let's not forget, he having an off year right now. He tripping right now. I don't know what he on. But we ain't finna do that to Debo. If Debo leave and he go to Baltimore, he go to Detroit, he go to one of these
Kansas City.
Miami. With one of these, oh, don't even say that.
Tampa Bay.
With one of these quarterbacks.
Yep.
Quarterbacks and another elite play caller. It's a wrap. So we don't want that. You know, we got the Super Bowl next year here. If we sign the right players and get CMC back, we gonna be back and we may be in a Super Bowl.
Robin Sanbruno ended on a good note. Some positivity. Robin Sanbruno.
One of my all-time.
And with that said, one of my all-time favorites.
Let's
first time we ever met, Robin Sanbruno at Levi Stadium. Said, "Where are you sitting?" Robbie said, "I'm sitting next to Jesus." He had a big old Louisville slugger in his ear.
He
you already know what time it is.
All white jeans on, and it was like 140 degrees.
Yeah, that's Robin Sanbruno, baby. Jefferson High. He knows the time it is.
It was
our
so
boy,
bad.
Robin Sanbruno.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Shameless shout-outs coming up. If anybody's got a shout-out here, step on up to the microphone.
Let's go.
Give your shout-out live and direct here at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. If you're in the area, drop by, drive on up. We got parking spots available.
Yep.
Free food. I'm not sure how much rib is left. I mean, we're running low on the ribs right now, so you better
prime
rip it down
rib
here.
Is killer.
The bat signal came.
Biscuits and gravy.
Nemo Mike is on the way down.
Oh, is he?
Nemo Mike is on the way down.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's in the building here. So shameless shout-outs. Go ahead and hit it, Spinoni.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names.
Mm-hmm.
They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout outs on the Morning Roast.
I've eaten a lot of that cake.
You know you make me wanna.
I want to shout out Laughing Monk Brewing.
Thank you, Laughing Monk.
All the wait staff.
Clap it up.
Sam.
Clap it up.
Sam back here. Shout out Sam.
Let's go.
Shout out Mondo. Shout out
Mondo.
Leo. Making a connection. And
let's
they
go.
Delivered in a major
yeah.
way. And all the wait staff getting up so early in the morning. The bartenders getting up at 6 in the morning. Shout out to Laughing Monk Brewing here in Sunnyvale for hosting this bad boy.
Oh.
We love what you guys are doing. Everybody's happy. What a scene here in Sunnyvale.
Who we got?
What you got, Igor? The front office.
Igor.
The front office in the building.
Igor, that beard is incredible.
Thank you. Shout out to Hoop Chat, Turtle Pie, and tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the China Basin, across the way from Oracle Park, Project Level is having a holiday gift back. We're giving away shoes, bikes, toys for the kids. Powered by Shoe Palace with Steezy Cares, and Uncle Baron's also a sponsor, and the Warriors and the Giants, and a couple of other amazing groups.
That's awesome.
Dahlia Bar, all helped to make this happen. 2 p.m. China Basin. Come get some toys.
Let's go.
Get a bike for your kids. Maybe some shoes from Shoe Palace.
Let's go.
I think third year in a row now.
Let's
there
go.
There it
That's
is.
Awesome.
Front office,
awesome.
Baby. Front office.
Awesome.
Step on up.
Step on up.
Oh.
She's got her soldier rags on.
What's your name?
My name's Allie. I just want to shout out the Peninsula Humane Society and SPCA in Burlington.
Let's go.
Shelter out there.
Let's go.
If you need a big barrel-chested pity, check out Dino. That's my boy. He's so handsome.
I love it.
PHS-SPCA.org.
Let's go.
You guys came through. They came through to the gay house last year on Warriors pregame live. Beautiful dogs.
Although
dogs peeing on the carpet, so we forgot about that. We got young Nick Bosa in the building.
This is Richie Rich Jr. from Livermore.
Let's go, Richie Rich Jr.
Shout out to my head first baseball team, Travel Ball, and got my dad.
Let's go.
And gotta support the Bay.
Hey, let's go, Richie Rich Jr.
Ball
he's a ball player.
Ball
Richie
player.
Rich Jr.
Great family.
What's going on? What's your name? Where are you from?
Mr. Pablo, the city.
Let's go,
Mr. Pablo.
Hey, I want to shout out my wife and my daughter. It sucks. They were supposed to come, but they can't make it work and all that. But I really appreciate you guys. It's fantastic.
Love it.
And
thank you, bro. Love you, man.
I want to shout out one of my homies. He drives for DHL.
Oh, yeah.
I know he wants to be here. Oliver. But, hey, I hope he's in the truck. I hope he's hearing this. And if he can shoot through, man.
Shoot through.
Let's go.
Can deliver a package to Laughing Monk Brewing.
Get some food.
Mr. Pablo.
Yeah, let's go.
You know Mr. Pablo got down.
The food is hot. Let's go.
Oreo cookie in the building.
What up? Shout out, first of all, to my girl and my kids. Thank my girl. She brought me here. She's going to have to come pick me up. I'm driving.
Let's go.
Shout out to the monk. And before I leave, it's plain to see. Can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Whoa! Oreo cookie in the building.
Let's go. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Nice to meet you, brother. What's your name? Where are you from?
Gustavo calling from Hayward.
Let's do it.
You guys. So I want to shout out you guys, obviously, and then Laughing Monk for the hosting the venue.
Incredible.
Who's amazing. Probably going to go for seconds in a bit.
Let's go.
And then just want to give a shout out to my family for, you know, holidays, you know, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, hope of holidays, you know, and most importantly, shout out to the GOAT, Barrier Bob from Twitter. Always, you know, giving out
Giants
on Giants.
Yes!
Niners up in general. He, you know, gave out the, he was the first one talking about Deebo Chase number one.
Ooh.
And also a few other things, but most importantly about the Giants stuff.
Let's go, Barrier Bob on Twitter.
Barrier, let's
I
go.
Love it. Great call,
let's
man.
Go
thank
it.
You. Great shoes.
Hey,
what's up, man?
Max from Campbell.
What's up, Max from Campbell. What's up, baby? Man. Campbell, let's underrated go. Nightlife.
You guys, because I was dressed, I got a tee top.
Oh, my God.
It wouldn't be the more. No. It wouldn't be the more than Ross. It wouldn't be the more than Ross without somebody cursing and feeling too damn comfortable.
Hey, my bad. Hey,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Uncle Gene.
My name is Uncle Gene, and I'm from Oakland, California. And I want to shout out all you wonderful roasters that are here watching on YouTube or listening on the radio. Listen, you guys helped get me through one of the roughest years I've had in my life. I'm turning 79 next year.
You look great.
But you guys have helped keep me young.
Let's go, Uncle Gene. Let's go.
Thank you.
Rainy Roaster of the Year. Let's go. Next shout out. Who else got a shout out here? Let's go. Oh, we got Turtle Pie in the building.
What up? It's Turtle Pie Turtle. I want to shout out the Morning Roast, first of all, and Laughing Monk for having us all out here tonight.
Hell yeah.
Shout out my wife, but most of all, my daughter, Ari. Baby girl, you're crushing it on stage right now.
Let's go,
Ari.
I couldn't be prouder. I love you. He's out.
Good love job, the Turtle Pie. LaToya. Let's go, LaToya. What's going on?
It's LaToya, and I want to shout out my kids. My daughter's in New Zealand. She's coming back in March. I'm happy. My son's in Washington, but he's coming to see me for Christmas.
Ooh.
And then I also want to shout out my boy Bosa. Now, y'all know Bosa gonna come through.
Ooh.
It's a down year, but he coming next year.
Let's go.
Right across the street. I work across the street from the stadium. I be talking to him. I giving him messages. Come on, Bosa.
Well,
he coming.
Thanks.
He coming.
I appreciate it.
All right, there you go. There we go. Good job, LaToya. Oh, we got Chris Bullock. We got Clay Thompson in the building.
Let's go.
We got Clay Thompson.
Let's go.
I don't talk that fast, but I just want to give a shout out to Alamo Arturo.
Arturo, what's up, bro?
Alamo School in the Richmond District.
Let's go.
And shout out to my boys because they were sports day yesterday, so I dressed them up with the 49ers.
I love it.
Shout out to SA. Shout out to you guys.
Thank you, bro.
The Roasters.
Hell yeah.
We love you guys.
Oh.
And this is going up.
Thank you,
let's
man.
Go. Good
thank
job, man.
Coming,
good
man.
Job.
We love you guys.
Good job, Clay.
Thank you. Nick, baby.
Nick in Berkeley with a shout
what's
out.
Up,
Nick
dog?
In Berkeley.
I want to give a shout out to the Laughing Monk. The spread was incredible.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
I want to give it up for the two top morning DJs around. We got two MCs right here, one DJ. You know what I'm saying? Putting it down.
Oh, yeah. TJ. Yeah, TJ right here. Yeah.
And putting it down, making all these other cats talking sports in the morning look ridiculous. Especially you cats in Texas getting censored by Jerry Jones. You suck. Shout out to my daughter. Happy holidays, bro.
Let's go. Yeah.
Man,
let's go,
Berkeley.
Let's go, Aaron. Let's go.
Oh, man,
what's
this is incredible.
From San Jose. I just want to shout out to you guys. You know, Joe,
thank you, bro.
You guys are amazing every morning. And I always tell them, that's the God, the hardest working man in radio and TV, the God, Vontae Hill. Happy holidays to you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Eric. Good to see you. Always good to see you, even though your takes suck.
Come on, man.
I love
so
your takes, too. Oh, I love Eric. We go back. We went,
what's up,
we
God?
Watched the Dodger
what's
game
up, man?
Together.
What's up?
Lino from EPA wanted to shout out to you all. Have an incredible community, all the roasters
it's
out
the best.
There for coming out so early. And shout out to my boy Oscar from EPA. He got a little nervous, a little stage fright. He's
got
his Twitter fingers over there. And my brother Lemon in North Carolina and Adrian in Seattle.
Let's
he's always
go.
Flying out every weekend for the Niner game.
Let's go.
Let's go,
let's
Lemon.
Go.
Shout
thank
out to Lemon.
You.
Oh, we got the Red Raiders in the
let's
building.
Let's go, baby.
What's your name? Where you from?
My name is Brent from Kaava, Hawaii.
Let's go.
Raiders, North Shore, Oahu.
Whoa.
I'm going to Hawaii in February.
How you doing?
Boss?
Good.
2 weeks, I need off.
Nick in San Jose.
Nick.
Hey, I wanted a shout out to all the fathers like Bonte and Shasky and myself. And I want to say, Gianni, I love you, son. Thank you, guys.
Oh, I love that.
Good stuff.
I love
and
that.
Then we have a special
I
call.
I love that.
It's Verducci in the EDA.
What's up, Duce?
What's up, Duce?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I am sick as a dog at home, but I wanted to call in to thank 95.7 The Game, to thank my roasters. Hey, you all keep me going, baby. When things are tough, when you know the light is bleak, it's the roasters, it's the calls from all over the Bay, from all over the U.S. that really kind of go ahead and keep me going. So anyways, I just wanted to call. Thank you all. Have fun at the Doobies. And you know what? I did write a little something, but if I don't got the time, that's okay. Just think about me when you're throwing the award. So thank you all so much.
All right, let's go, dude. All right, with that said, great Shamley shout-outs. That's the best one ever.
Hey, live and shout direct. Out my friend Jenny Johnson, Santa Clara native. Let's go.
Let's go.
Good to see her.
Shout-out to all the roasters here who made their way. Everybody listening on YouTube. How about Robbie Dizzle, the friend?
I've seen
with
Robbie
the San Jose
Dizzle.
State here.
I love
we've
that
seen you,
man.
Robbie Dizzle.
I know.
Robbie Dizzle head to Hawaii.
Biggest Giants fan I know.
No, he's the biggest Bay Area fan
yeah,
I know. Sharks,
let's
Warriors,
go,
Giants, Niners, you name it. Shout-out to everybody out here. Jesse
are
Moore.
Are you ready for awards time?
The entire promotions team. How about the promotions team?
Incredible.
Look at that snazzy jacket
back
there.
I know. It's incredible.
The promotions team for putting this on. The red carpet's great. Whitley, Luke. Lucas has never been up this early.
Well.
I know. He's never been up this early.
I don't think he went to bed.
Oh, really? That's good.
Yeah.
Man, must feel good to be young.
I know.
Feel good to be young. All right. Injury report time.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Isaac Grindel, no! He's not going to play on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Patrick Taylor Jr., step on up in Israel.
Who?
I'm not even going to try to pronounce
Who?
His last name. Yeah, Grindel's got a hamstring injury.
You were the
injury.
Chosen one.
It's another running back. Shanahan and running backs, man. They just drop like flies. Jesus Christ. What are they doing? Bobby Turner, can you keep a running back healthy? The injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping get your workers get their lives back for over 40 years. All right, what's coming up? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. The moment we've all been waiting for. The third annual Doobie Awards.
Let's go!
It's time to give out some
Let's
trophies,
go!
Folks. The Doobies coming up on the Morning Roast, live in Sunnyvale at Laughing Monk Brewery. Get to a radio now. Get to YouTube now. Award season is happening right here on 95.7 The Game.